special thanks to Aureus Medical Staffing for powering these episodes this month as we take a look inside a different section of the APTA. If you're thinking about travel PT to take you where you want to go in your career, find out where they have positions available now all around the 50 states at AureusMedical.com. And putting PTs and PTAs in great positions in their career for more than two decades. Again, that's AureusMedical.com. We couldn't have a show without Aureus. Had a chance to bring on Mark Havrin, Mark, the president of the federal section of the American Physical Therapy Association. Dove deep into what the federal section covers, why you might want to get involved, and all the things that are happening there, including some new stuff popping up in the federal section. Episode is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science. They're a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it. Find Johnny and his team online at OwensRecoveryScience.com and around the country and around the world teaching you about BFR.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pinecast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, marching right along in PT month here is what we're doing on the show. Kind of taking a look inside or under the hood of all the different component parts of the American Physical Therapy Association. Doing it during PT month, you can check out all the information, including links about these different sections and academies at apta.org/sections. We're going federal right now. We bring on Mark Havrin. Mark, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you taking some time out. We're looking at the federal section of the American Physical Therapy Association. I talk about the back of the baseball card view. 850 members strong in the federal section. Love to dig into the special interest groups, and you've got a really, really great one, which is the amputation care. Website is federalpt.org. Let's talk about your background, Mark. What brought you to the federal section? What's your superhero backstory?
Superhero backstory is I was just a general practicing physical therapist in the civilian sector, specifically looking at general orthopedics. I received the opportunity to work within the Department of Veterans Affairs, and that got me started in the whole federal arena, which then led to volunteerism into the federal physical therapy section, and hence now the president of the federal section, which is ending this January. So hopefully more folks will be volunteering to be elected, as our elections are coming due rather quickly.
So talk about the section as a whole. Who are the members? You know, talk about them and why they come together to make up the federal section.
The federal section initially started out as a means to get people that work for the federal government together. So initially it dealt with Veterans Affairs therapists, therapy assistants, and then students that were interested in our section, Army, Air Force, the Navy, Marines, and public health. And what has transpired is that we have a growing number of civilian physical therapists, because civilian therapists and therapy assistants work for the Department of Defense. They also work, as we know, in the private sector. One of the key components, I think, of our section is that we strive to demonstrate the value of autonomous practice of physical therapy. And I think all of the civilian therapists want that. I think it's best practice. I think the demonstration of decreasing downstream costs are evident, and we feel that we fill that niche, that need, and we can improve care not only within the federal arena, but also external.
Good overview right there of the who that makes up the federal section. Let's talk about the what, which is what are the benefits? What are the things that you guys coming together as a section that members are able to take advantage of? Let's start with the special interest group that you guys have on board with is amputation care. Talk just a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the amputation thing was developed to not only enhance competencies for all, not only members, but also non-members, also to address the innovative practice that's going on within the federal arena, i.e. osseo integration that's currently being done at many VAs as well as DOD facilities. And so this is one means to spread from folks take care of veterans either on federal grounds or off. So this SIG was created to enhance the competencies of the therapists that will take care of them, whether they're federal or not. So we do have a lot of members of the SIG that don't work in federal arena. So that's one positive. One of the things that if you notice, if folks go to federalpt.org, we now have our new special interest group, the primary care group, set up. In the next month, we will have our additional SIG pelvic floor set up. So there's going to be more opportunities for federal and non-federal students, therapists and therapy assistants to learn about these great practices, specifically when we look at pelvic floor as it addresses not only females but also males. The primary care special interest group is all set around PTs as primary care practitioners in autonomous practice.
All right, so let's take a look at the special interest groups with adding that new primary care special interest group as well. That's good to hear about. Some of the other benefits listed under your component profile is that Vantage Point biannual section newsletter, including discussion on issues that may relate to people working in that federal sector, reports on meetings, government affairs updates. Talk a little bit about the information that people can look for in Vantage Point.
The information not only will demonstrate best practices that could be shared. You'll also see a lot of information sharing related to telerehab or telephysical therapy that's currently being utilized within the federal arena, cross state lines, basically providing any type of care anywhere. Those are two ideas. I think one of the nice benefits is the ability to, if folks have questions, we can put them in contact with many people all across the globe. We have had opportunities to demonstrate at combined sections meetings the great courses that are presented from not only a pre-conference, but also just the regular scheduling track that will enhance proliferation of best practice and ideas that can be shared. I think one of the things forthcoming we are working closely with the American Physical Therapy Association with is a recommended federal physical therapy scope of practice. So we're currently reviewing that document now. We hope to have that out prior to the end of the calendar year so that states, that private sector, civilian sector, basically therapists can use as they promote their own practice within their state, and basically demonstrating that physical therapists are competent. Physical therapists have the means, the ways, the outcomes to demonstrate why we need to have that scope of practice and why it should be spread across the country.
Gosh, I love good examples like that. All, you know, because all the time when people ask, should I be a member of the APTA? And we always like to say, well, membership has networking and the APTA is always looking out for you. But that great example you just gave about that federal scope of practice, without the APTA and without people like you, that doesn't happen.
Correct. We are looking at our membership right now, as you mentioned, is over 800. We're looking to increase that over in the thousands in the next few months. And we're rolling out more of an enhanced, what we call our, we normally would have a yearly newsletter. We're promoting a new messaging system so that members can have access to that information on a more frequent basis, because we don't want to wait till just CSM. We don't want to wait till just June or the summer. We want to get this information out in people's hands, when they can use it, every aspect of their career.
Just to steal a line from our president, Sharon Dunn, you know, better together. The more people you can get in your section, the more information that you can share with each other, and the more, ultimately, your patients are going to benefit from that.
Correct.
Why are you still there? What have you really found within that group of people when you get together, you know, the big dance, which is CSM once a year, but really interacting the other 364 days a year? Talk about why you stuck around.
I think I initially joined because I kind of felt guilty that I should join the section.
Right.
And so I did. And then once I became involved, the amount of talent and expertise that I have come across is just unbelievable. Not only from our delegates, not only our reimbursement chairs, our past presidents, our past vice presidents, they have a sense of knowledge and experience that is beyond what I was accustomed to. That allowed me to grow, that allowed others to grow. Our current vice president, Dr. Drew Contreras, you know, he had given a presentation last year at the National Student Conclave on what it meant and how he became the White House physical therapist and his experiences. And I think people hearing that demonstrates, hey, there's an avenue I can go this route, or I can go this particular way down my clinical pathways. But the leadership, the knowledge, and I guess really the networking of folks have made me a keeper.
Yeah, it's always great to hear those different perspectives. And you mentioned hearing this, and of course, hearing this as your students. So whenever students can get exposed to stories like that, that can change the course of a career right there.
Definitely.
More resources available as well, some practice recommendations, functional outcome measures and assessments. Those are among the member benefits that you can just check out right now at federalpt.org. So I invite you guys to check those out online. And that's really the crux of this entire series this month, taking a look at all the components of the APTA is take a look. It might be a little more, and I guarantee it's a lot more than you think it is just based on your first impression of what you think the section or the academy is by just their name. So don't judge the section or the academy just by its cover, right?
Definitely. And you will be pleasantly surprised by folks that join in the enormous amount of information and networking that's available.
All right, Mark, last thing we do on the show before we let you go is called your parting shot.
This is the parting shot.
I think the federal physical therapy section demonstrates the competence of an autonomous practice. And that is where we are headed. That's where all is headed. And if you want to learn more, join the section, and you will never be sorry.
Federalpt.org. Mark, appreciate you taking some time out and shedding some light on a great part of our association. So thank you for doing that, man.
Thank you for having me.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
All right, show today brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offering continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, 6 PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what they can do for you to support your professional development at brooksihl.org. Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.